This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Newsweek is coming back from the dead. It's bringing back a print version a year or so, maybe less, after going all digital. The magazine's new owner, a company called IBT Media, seems to think old school paper and ink can rise again starting in the first quarter of next year. So, nuts or not nuts? Marketplace's Sarah Gardner reports.
Sure sounds nuts, especially when print magazines are beginning to feel almost antiquated and sales of news magazines at newsstands dropped 16% on average last year after years of losing readers, not to mention advertisers. Newsweek editor-in-chief and self-described crusty magazine veteran Jim Impoco.
Most people are assuming that I talked my 31-year-old owners into to getting back into print, but it's the opposite.
Impoco says his boss has convinced him there is an audience for a printed Newsweek, people willing to read long-form journalism. And this Newsweek will be paid for mostly with subscriptions, not ad revenue. A boutique product, Impoco says, meaning smaller readership, bigger price tag.
More emphasis on reporting, deep reporting, and creating our own weather, you know, making news.
But first, Newsweek has to remake an 80-year-old brand. Tom Rosensteel, a former Newsweek reporter who now heads the American Press Institute, says that's going to be tough.
You're creating a new product, a new identity in a marketplace that is even more crowded than it was.
And Newsweek is betting that all that noise may have some of us yearning for more reflective journalism. The Pew Center's Amy Mitchell says people are already reading longer articles on their tablets.
So there's a question of whether people are willing to bring that back to the print side.
One magazine analyst told me he believes physical magazines still have their uses. They can drive people to the digital side. After all, he noted, your dentist can't leave a Newsweek app lying around the waiting room. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.